I got a flu shot every year.
I don't know.
Before being
one. I had no option. Yes.
Yeah.
Where's your husband?
Like, yeah, I think
Amber's
kind of
flat.
Okay.
It's like, pretty much.
Yeah.
So you know, are we sitting in the right square in Dr. Gilbert?
Sorry, you got to work with us.
Yeah.
You weren't here before?
We did not.
We need a meeting.
I definitely don't want to be in that
group. You're going to be in this group right here. John?
Hey.
Where's Debbie?
I didn't get that for me.
Say no.
John.
Is this yours?
Where's Debbie?
Maybe.
Okay.
We just did it.
Okay. Everybody. Okay.
I noticed.
All right, we're going to start with Dave Hainer.
Sure.
And Dave Hainer is going to say a prayer for us, and then I'll give you some instructions to help get everybody back off track. Okay?
Let's pray.
Dave?
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the good day and for our safety. Thank you for letting us be able to be here this evening. Study a portion of your word, and please be with us as we're studying about how to be better parents and raise our children. The best way to become Christians, hopefully, and ultimately be with you in heaven. Help us to be the examples we need to be with everyone we come in contact with. And please help the ones who are sick or unable to be here, help them to regain their health and recover. Forgive us for our sins in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, so. For those that still have their sheets, or remember to bring them tonight. So y'all know what we're into here. Brother McCurdy, you're up here.
Okay.
Come on in here. Yeah, you're good. Come on, Lisa. Let's see. Let's put you... Yeah, you can go back there. That's a good one. So everybody's got these sheets that we had on Sunday. You were answering those questions. We got through question 4. We start on question 5 tonight. If you remember, you have 5 minutes per question, and I'll call the time off. So that means you've got 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 5 minutes per question. What's that? Yes, we have more of the sheets if needed. Here you go, Matt. How many of these? Okay, so there they are. And I'm going to start the clock and get us going here. All right. Question 5.
A prayer in their lives and their...
Clock is started. 5 minutes. Go. Question 5.
Prayer requirement of it with and for children. Are you showing your children in accordance with prayer in their lives? Are you prayer in your life is returning to you? Catch a burden upon the Lord as you are paying you with and for your
children.
One thing is very important is to make it not more stuff. We have a prayer board in our house that is speaking up.
I guess I'm talking about people with specific things.
And then as those things come to fruition, as they change, we don't make more people that know what they're looking for. But there's something personal we can say, something physical that just reminds us, you know, what we're hoping for. And it's good because, you know,
I'll say prayers.
It's meaningful. Both of us have things on the board, so you can do that with children. You have the delegation to contribute back. But up there, you can see that it's something real to y'all, too.
So we'll ask you, what's 3 things we say talking about church people in prayers? And these prayers listen. Here we have a lot of time to do. So when we pray for him, or he prays, or we pray together as a family for those people or individuals, we just kind of same thing. Like, to make sure we remind them, hey, that prayer was answered. You know, to me, to pray to God and thank you for answering
that prayer. I'll step in that because prayer.
and yeah,
it may be a more credit this way, but you'll remember somebody's feet. I don't know.
And he doesn't stop praying for it until he's been answered one way or another. So,
yeah, I think it's a structure that we do it. Honor God, just remind them of anything, regardless of what we have, and work out. Just let them see, you know, examples of both, right?
Anyway.
Even though we bring the questions off.
That's kind of everything's contrary.
Bob is not answered up.
He's a little sure, but you know.
You know, it's good time to see Bob discuss.
He's our difficult.
That's going to answer.
Two and a half minutes left. Two and a half minutes for question five.
We put our faith in God.
Something else we as well. We try to emphasize. Essentially, we're saying the same thing. I think.
Yeah. A minute, 30 seconds left.
Experience that my mom answered. It's several other things.
Yeah,
he
told me.
The outcome. And he knows. That's what I'm saying. What are the elements of prayer you're teaching your children about?
Don't worry about the prayer. Give it to them. That's
right.
You don't need to.
You know, I really can't handle this. I'm going to give this to you.
Part of the downfall of that is because it is so simple, sometimes you don't tend to wait on it.
I just want to come tonight since it's been a while.
I mean, I've done that.
Right.
I'll
1 minute.
I'll find myself a day to see actually put in
those. That's a big one.
And especially the great thinking. I mean, the truth is great holes are all of them. But I think it's really, you know, you're just saying another dumb child that I'm a just because we told you to say that you need to put some comments on the other people.
Right now, we can drink
work.
Well, some little kids that were out and
okay, time's up. That's all for question five. Okay, here, pay your attention for just a minute, okay? Let me have your attention for just a minute, please. So here's what I want you to work on, okay? I want you to work on everybody in the group being engaged in the conversation. And if you've only got 5 minutes, that means everybody's got to try and get their part of the discussion in. Question six, time starts now. Go.
If you do that,
see how they fit, you know, how that meaning fits in the passage. particularly more frequent.
But you don't currently
have any frequent computer translations.
Well,
see how it works.
Start.
It's always helpful to be able to see what was that original input, what was that original request. We see, it just gives me, it's one of the ways that I learn. It gives me a little insight.
I did better with my like, the 7 days. I can knock that one out and be like, okay, I completed
something. I kind of use it as an alarm. I use it as a third measure.
I don't think it sounds bad. A lot of the times when a Bible verse pops up, I don't understand it because it's just a single verse. So it always makes me want to go read what's surrounding it and go, well, where did that come from?
Because then that really gets me.
I mean, I read it in context, so it usually all jump out at me. But when you read something and it's not in context, you're curious as to what's going on with it, and so sometimes that drives you to study.
Two and a half minutes left for question six.
More times than most. Almost always directly related to something that I don't know. For that day or that week that I was going to write something.
What are you doing to help your children with the lessons?
You just think that they're studying in class. But I'm showing them also just as a refresher.
We've been training here with their
teachers. Look at that. I
grew up that one. One thing that I always recommend if y'all haven't tried before is the chronological reading of the Bible. That's actually, for me, one of the most important things because it flows and everything in the way it's supposed to be. If you do that with kids versus doing like a daily assignment, you know, sometimes that's a little bit out
of the way. So if they see my
flow, then it's a little easier. And there's actually Bibles that are pretty good. The Bible is chronological.
You've been assigned to that group right here. That's what I'm here for.
Come on over.
You slide right in there next to Ben and
go. She said no.
No, I'm kind of.
I got to get my soul. Like this or
So how do we apply what we're learning in our study?
With this.
But when she gave me that Bible and I was looking at putting it together, it made me realize how much more I wanted to hear to have children.
Like, that's okay. We're
I'm not prepared to answer some questions that well, I know will arise, and so it just makes me want to be ready for that.
Okay, we are now on question seven. Okay? So we're moving to question seven. I'll be like character and how we develop it. So go. Clock starts now.
What scriptures do you think that there is a common character and God's word? I'm sure you can
know children. I always go off, and I know probably 90% of people do, I always go off of the attitudes. Because even if a child doesn't understand it, the word itself, asking them what they think it means. I did that with my niece because at our home congregation, we always say the fruit of the Spirit, you know, and she would always say, what does that word mean? And I would be like, how do I explain this to an 8-year-old? How do I explain this to a 7-year-old? what does this mean? So, like, you know, and the attitude is,
see it in real form.
If you get it from their perspective, you have the opportunity, I guess, to explain
it. No.
Now, I guess it's a
tree.
Tree. That's right.
It's a tree.
Can you say tree?
There's a series on YouTube that makes me say trees. It's explained the different levels of different levels. There's trees. They start with like a fifth grade level, and then from high school to a graduate degree, and post-grad, master's, and then a PhD. And they explain the different levels of understanding. And it really lets you see that the expert that knows the material knows it well enough to break it down on all levels. So if we can't do that with the Bible, as we can learn from a small child, maybe we don't know it well ourselves.
3.5 minutes left.
Ephesians 5.
Question 8, right, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, question 8, 5 minutes, go.
Rested now or rested later? The sin occurs for the first time.
Obviously, depends on the age of the children. You understand? Back to those concepts.
I got you.
We have a book called Parenting by the Scripture. And all it is, that's probably a horrible book to have to write. But all it is
we'll make them tell us what
kids do wrong and struggle with as children. And when they struggle with this points out how the Scripture that you can talk to them about. Yeah, it's a pretty helpful book.
Because that's what we try to do. We see them as wrong. We tell them why it's wrong, but also show them why it's wrong.
I'm not aware of this.
I think the one thing that my parents stressed to me that helped me the most growing up was this cause and effect relationship between the decisions that I made and the things that come up before into that. So if you choose the behavior, you choose the consequence that goes along with it. And that was both biblical and just daily living. And to give these examples of how complicated life can get if you choose to follow these pathways, your life can be exponentially. And I don't want to say worse, because there are sometimes, and I say this in a very loving way, lessons that are learned and good things that come out of, stumbling along the way. You become stronger with us.
3 minutes left.
You can avoid a lot of heartache and troubles if you just realize that there's a direct cause and effect in those lives.
Yeah, I told my boys, good judgment comes from experience. Good judgment comes from experience. Experience comes from
best judgment. I remember when I learned this, I realized my parents are.
Oh, yeah. For certain kind of people that have
substance, they realize when you do something like
that. But if they are in there and they know their kids, they're not just their parts.
You got it.
I send them for you.
And that's, as they get older,
tell them, it's scary. Do not try to trick the test. Do not try to alter what the results are. Because the test is just getting better. It's gone. We're going to know.
One minute 30 seconds left. Minute 30.
One, you got a drug problem. Two, you got a trust problem. And it's amazing to be they've never been told not to lie, don't cheat, be honest. They've never
heard. One minute! Okay, we're now on number 9, materialism, keeping up with the Joneses in the 21st century. Okay, number 9, 5 minutes, go.
This is what I'm going to teach you.
What safeguards do you put in place to guard your children against being obsessed with material?
I will tell you one thing. That's funny because what they're going to pay is they want a much higher financial level. And they're going to be out playing better. And they're going to be out playing better. And so, just a little bit of a flashback.
And they watch TV and they go,
but we're starting to pay everything.
Yeah, I know you're
going to do this. Land, but you'll this is not good. Even if you can't get there, we're going to do this. And so I think he's the only one that also
honestly, the only thing that I would have done is to get the car.
That's all right. I plan on doing it from the age of like 2 and up. Getting your children to do small things, giving them allowance for those things, and then expecting them to take out that allowance and get their spot, not handing them a dollar. Okay, so they're going to get $2 to this is a like. I want to say, I think he's never going to see. Because you teach them that this is their money. They have to give back first. And if you started at a very
early age,
they have that. They have to work for this. I don't know if this necessarily comes because of that, but I always think that would probably work really, really well to teach. Because I was a kid, like, we were in the place. And then when I had to start doing it myself,
we're going to do this deal, and then we're going to go back.
I think
it does.
Well, I started looking at these, like, they want everything, and then they expect it, like, you also want to teach them that. There's going to be a point where, and I say, no, you're not going to get everything over there, but also teach them that we're just like, giving it to them, whether that be
for
the child,
for the way,
sacrifice. What rule
do we
set? What rule do you can get your child problems with more grace out of the community? He gets more toys and gets him more toys than anybody ever seen.
2.5 minutes?
And you may disagree with this, or about him. But you can still get your child. Still in a huge thing. You have these things that you have to bless him after.
Hard math for me. I'm like fictitious up here.
Well, it's talking about.
But this is really deal with the reality, folks.
Vision.
Really trying to develop who your child is. 30 years. When they're 30 or 35.
Doesn't seem like.
How will you measure the success of a parent for the next 10 years?
Groups kind of help us with a little bit of reporting. So we're going to have about 10 minutes left to be able to have some discussion. Okay, so group leaders, did everybody openly participate in your discussions? Yeah? So for you group leaders, on the questions that y'all talked about tonight, what was the biggest issue you think that your group discussed tonight? Who's the group leader back here? Jace, what was it tonight?
Will you ask it again?
What was the biggest issue that you guys talked specifically about tonight with regard to greatest challenge or greatest opportunity or the thing that's most important?
We spent a lot of time on what we're going to do to kind of put some blocks up for their technology use and keeping them away from the bad things that are on the internet, like pornography.
Okay.
Okay. Making sure we all realize like what the downfalls of that are and
so safeguards for technology. Is that a good way to say that?
Yeah.
Okay, same question, Brian, up here for you guys.
I don't know that we spent any more time on any one question more than the other, but
anything stick out to you?
The materialism question.
And what'd y'all come to on that?
9.
Uh-huh.
Just teaching them that, you know, that we're very blessed and that we have an obligation and a command to give back to people less fortunate and to use our blessings to glorify God.
Okay. Yeah, materialism can be a real problem for sure. Who's the guy back here? Brandon?
We talked a lot about question 7.
Okay.
Jesus' character.
Say it again.
About Jesus' character.
Okay.
And scriptures for character traits.
Okay. And what did you come to?
Well, we've got the things written down. We've got some verses written down. Golden rule. You want specifics?
No, that's good. I mean, so you were focusing in on the kinds of things that you need to be thinking about,
right,
that you've got to implement, but you've also got to try and lead your children to as well, right?
Right.
Okay. This group up here, Dave?
Yeah, we were, I think probably, if you all agree, probably we spent the most amount of time on 9 also.
Okay.
And
that was materialism?
No, it was more about the safeguards with the smartphones and internet and everything.
Okay.
And John brought up what was it, John? The computer programs where you can...
Oh, yeah, there's programs where you can, like, watch everything that someone's doing, and there's programs where you can block things that they're doing, and specifically what I think he's talking about is there's a device you can buy where you can basically put an internet curfew on the devices on your network. So
yeah,
you can, like, if it's 8 o'clock, all of a sudden your kids can't get on the internet anymore because you shut it off.
Yeah. So is that militaristic?
Yes.
And that's okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Why is it okay?
Because it's up to us to protect our kids.
Yeah, it is.
Because they may not know any better.
You want to lead them in the way that they're going to think. You want to make them, you want to help equip them to make good decisions.
Right.
Right? But there's going to be times where they're going to make bad decisions anyway. Did we ever make bad decisions?
Yeah.
Joey, you ever make any bad decisions?
Well, he just picked a smarty problem 4 minutes ago.
That was Maybe I'll ask somebody else. Like, what? But you know what I'm saying, right? I mean, it's about the decisions we make, and they're always watching. I don't care how old they are, they're watching. And they are going to model you in the good ways, and they're going to model you in the bad ways. And so don't give them bad stuff to model, and help them understand when they need to stay away from it. Anything else, just generally speaking, about getting into groups like this and kind of having some of this discussion? Did you find that some things you might think you're alone on, it's easy to see that others are dealing with some of the same stuff, or there's nothing new under the sun, the same things that Debbie and David and Jeff and Jenny and these other folks have dealt with, or things that you're dealing with too? So what should that tell us?
Nothing new under the sun.
Yeah, there is not anything new under the sun, but what should the folks that are younger in this room be able to benefit from?
Talking to you all.
The experience that other people have been through that have, you know, as much gray hair as David does. Or my wife.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I do too. I'm just kidding. Come on, y'all can make jokes, can't I make a few?
We'll give you a ride home.
Jim, I'll give you a ride home.
Now, fortunately, I drove tonight. But, yeah, I mean, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, we need to be able to talk to each other. We need to be able to talk to each other and not just hear. We need to be able to pick up the phone and call each other and say, hey, can we come over to your house? Or, hey, why don't y'all come over to our house? We need to talk about some stuff. Because that's what the Bible says that we're supposed to do. What's the greatest command of all? What's the greatest command of all?
Love the Lord your God with all your heart.
Yeah, what's the next one?
Love your neighbor as yourself.
And who's our neighbor?
Yes.
Every one of us that's sitting in this room. And are we supposed to be giving preference to one another as Christians? And so how do you think we do with that? What do you think, Bear? How do we do with that? What do y'all think? How do we do with that?
We could do better.
We could do a lot better. Let's just say it like it is. We could do a lot better. And who's going to benefit from that?
We are.
Every one of us. Every one of us. For those of us that encourage, and for those that need to be encouraged. And, I mean, I get encouraged by getting to encourage. You know, that's the way I feel about it. It makes me feel better to do that. And it even kind of helps reinforce what I need to be thinking about as I'm, you know, at this point in my life. So here's what I want to ask you about. Question 10. What about that one? What's that question about? Add 10 years, Rachel Holton. How old would you be? Huh? 38. Do you ever think about being 38? That's probably a kind of a good thing to do, right? And you know, you never think about being 38 when you're 28. And you just don't do that. Because you're so caught up in what? Right now, what's going on? How old are you going to be in 10 years, Joey? 52. Right. So, I mean, that's my point. You really need to be thinking about those things, folks. And you need to think about what's going to happen between now and then. And how you direct what happens in that next 10 years instead of just letting it happen. Because if you're not careful, it'll happen without you being in charge. And that's never a good thing. Never a good thing. And I promise you, for Jenny and David and Debbie and myself, we're more count on how are you.
I don't even want to say that now. I'll be 60.
Yeah.
In 10 years, I'll be 60.
Yeah.
That sounds...
Right.
It's not so bad. It's
So, but my point is, you know, I look at things a whole lot different right now than I did when I was 28 years old or when I was 40 years old because I got a whole lot less time left than I've already spent. And none of us know when that time's going to come. So we need to make sure we understand what's important. We need to live our lives that way every single day. We need to let Christ live through us, Galatians 2:20, to the very best of our ability. Other people need to be able to see it in us. and see it as something that they want to have as part of their